We haven't quite started the meeting yet, so we just want to make sure we could hear you. So give us a couple minutes to get started.
Okay. And who is this I'm talking to?
Well, Chairman of the Board.
Yeah.
Robert.
That's a good... Okay, good. Glad to speak with you, Mr. Lynn.
All right, shall we? Ready? Everybody stand for the pledge. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now we'll have a moment of silence for all our first responders and service personnel. Thank you. Roll call, please.
Director Sanderson?
Here.
Director Morris?
Here.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Lee?
Here.
Dr. Lilly?
Here.
First item on the agenda, approval of the Finance and Audit Committee meeting minutes and warrants, approval by the March meeting and the general regular board meeting minutes. I have a motion to approve.
I move that we approve.
Seconded by Mrs. Morris.
So motion to approve the following consent calendar items: Finance and Audit Committee minutes of March 16, 2021, and the regular board meeting minutes of March 16, 2021, made by Director Sanderson and seconded by Director Morris. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargo?
Aye.
Director Link?
Aye. Next item is there's no warrants or awards of contract. Update San Gregorio Pass Water Alliance update. Any information? All right. Manager's report, Mr. Louie. I think we can forego all the stuff about COVID. We're pretty much all aware of what's going on there. Let's get into the meat of everything. It would be really cool.
The progress report on the production well one. As I said, informed the board at the last meeting, unknown person dropped a wrench down the well shaft. Legend made several unsuccessful attempts to fish out the tool. Theory is that the wrench may be lodged at the base of the shaft, which is shaped like a dome. The wrench's length is greater than the interior diameter of the pump shaft. This fact will prevent the dropped wrench from being lodged completely vertically. The magnet used to attempt to remove the wrench is capable of lifting an object weighing up to 2,800 pounds.
It's impossible to do.
During a conversation, I inquired if that electric water pump is capable of pulling, with concerns of the tool being lifted up the area of the shaft, just as the bowl or blocking the preparation level of the shaft. Legend claimed the magnet is more powerful than the pump motors, and there is a screen to capture solid objects that may enter the pump shaft before the bowls and the perforations. District engineers had an in-depth discussion with Legend, and they are also satisfied with Legend's explanation. The original date of completion was April 4th, and it has been earmarked for April 14th, and now due to COVID and the delay of the delivery of the bowl assembly, we're looking at sometime in May, the first week of May. The second brushing was performed by Legend in the week of April 12th. Any questions about that?
how do we know who said it was an unknown? How do we know if there's a wrench down there if this giant magnet can't get it out? If an unknown person dropped it in there?
Well, legend, I guess, is it was one of their personnel, but
okay.
They won't, release the name.
But is it, will they incur the cost to get it out? Or
they incurred the cost.
Well, they tried to get it out, and the magnet wouldn't pull it up.
Yeah.
So my guess is the wrench probably went down like this, and where the bowl of the pump is against the shaft, the casing. My concern would be is down the road when that has to be extracted, if that creates a problem, Legend's going to have to pay for the extraction of the wellhead.
Yes, it's the very bottom, and it's a dome shape.
But yeah, I know what a pump bowl looks like. It's
I don't know.
It basically it comes down like this, and then it kind of bowls out, then comes in, and then it flares out to an inlet in the bottom center. Then it pushes it up, and depending on the number of bowls, it'll have an impeller, and then a space, and then another impeller, and the space or propeller, if that makes it easier to understand, that pushes the water up. But the outside housing, in other words, it got kicked in or dropped while they were tightening some bolts, and it went down parallel to the
Could that harm the propellers later on? Like, possibly, if I don't know where it is?
I think more of the problem is going to be it's not going to get drawn up into the bowl because it's too heavy. The question is, did it go past the bowl into the down, farther down the well, because the pump body is here, and the bottom of the well is probably another 100 feet below that. So it's conceivable that it might be 100 feet.
Thank you for choosing freecallcom.
Was there water in there?
Yeah,
for free. Please enter your access code followed by the pound or hash sign.
What they were trying to do is disassemble the shaft.
Well, no, I'm just wondering if like maybe it could have something coming down now.
The recording started. Please announce yourself.
If there was water, it would be water. It would be
water. St. Charles Rips.
Charles Rips.
Is there going to be more attempts to extract the
urine? No.
Okay, I mean, that's a better audience.
Engineers are satisfied with your complaint.
We heard you, Rips. We're proceeding.
Okay.
Vendor has completed the project and is waiting for Legend to activate the production well 1 so they can disinfect and flush the interior of the gallery. Project report on Tesla, our district manager and engineering. Process is gathering information and drawings. Aaron Designer. That's where we're at with them. The result of the recent 2021 water system sanitary survey. Our sanitary engineer from the State Resource Water Control Board, Drinking Water Division, is Mr. Manuel Delgado, and he conducted a biennial sanitary inspection. Production, storage, and distribution systems. Overall system appraisal, he commented and wrote, Cabazon's management staff are conscientious. Done a good job of maintaining the water system. Good records are kept of the system's operation. The inspection reviewed that the water system is being operated and maintained satisfactorily. Were 8 recommendations from security, inspection, cross-connection, and a new revised total coliform rule imposed by the Federal Health Department. Any questions about that?
So these are recommended upgrades to the system we do?
Correct, and we have 30 days to respond, and I'll be responding then if you guys want to refer to my response to this.
When you went to the next meeting, if you can inform us of what the anticipated costs are going to be implemented, they're requesting or requiring. but they're nothing to do with water quality or...
Yes, we will.
Thank you. And when we get a chance, we'll ask for public comment and then you turn your mic back on. Thank you very much for your help.
This business was founded by Paul. I bought this community's water district purchase from the Hadley Trust, was known as Hadley's Ice House. This was way before refrigeration existed as we know now. So the old building had thick walls to maintain the blocks of ice stored in the building, which was chipped down to ship their personal goods. So it's doubtful that a mixed-use zone existed with the county-sized planning or building safety department at that time. So this is another contributing factor, coupled with the two departments accusing each other or saying that they're not responsible. So I will be following up that to overcome this major speed bump.
So get a letter from both departments saying it's not their responsibility on official letterhead and go. Because if neither one of them are going to accept responsibility, if building and safety and planning are not going to accept responsibility, then...
But the ones that's requiring before they'll... Because we have the pedestal and everything, this Edison, requiring some kind of docking or permit from the county of Riverside.
Right. So if you have two letters that say that we're not responsible, who's to say that that the water district is responsible for that. Play their own game, Jim.
So, attached to your report are photos of the progress that we've made Main Street lot. Old Connex container, the new one on the left of the photo, page 408, has been delivered and the new one has been relocated. Page 5 of 8, where I've highlighted the oval circle, proposed storage site for the bulk sodium hypochlorite, and also the slab where the ice house was demoed. We left the slab there to have the crew actually put in cinder, which we can, we have a supply of used cinder block up at well 1, tank 1, to build the bunkers for the dirt and sand. And then on page 6 of 8, the old Connex container report, work tables and bins were disassembled and reassembled after it was located. That's the progress we've made so far. Any questions about that? Community Water System Alliance, on Wednesday, April 14th, conference call, participating in the Policy and Steering Committee meeting. Some of the bills were discussed, AB 588, Senator E. Garcia. This bill is to augment 30 days of stringent new drinking water regulations, MCL. MCL stands for Maximum Contamination Level, to 3 years, and on a case-to-case basis, extend the compliance period up to 12 additional months. This is to benefit smaller water systems serving disadvantaged communities, so compliance would be unaffordable. As general manager, I have signed a support letter. I'm respectfully asking the board, my head, to also agree, and then I have blank letter, support letter, package. I don't need it, Mark. Senate Bill 222 by Senator Dodd on this low income creation, CSWA is looking to AQUA, California Water Agency, to lead the response. The analyst, AQUA, has been committee, and after discussion centered around a lack of funding vehicle and administration concern, the committee that we alliance that we belong to, has agreed to take an opposed opposition unless certain positions are amended. And this is in your package in the letter dated March 30th, opposed unless amended. Circling back, can we get a head nod or any questions by AB 588? Chairman Lincoln, go ahead and go to that later.
I look like you got your nod.
Senate Bill 223, also sponsored by Senator Dodd.
222. Wait,
he's over here.
Or
222.
I did
that one.
I'm on
page
7
of
8. Right. Oh, I see. Okay.
This bill will ensure low-income customers aren't cut off and get financial help they need to keep the water turned on for their families, according to Senator Dodd. On the surface, this appears to be agreeable, and everyone should support this bill. Should this bill be passed, well, the additional procedure would redirect already limited financial resources as funds budget towards complicated administrative procedures and create additional financial hardship on community members, water ratepayers, and smaller water districts. Basically, the water ratepayers would enjoy the benefit of this, but it would turn around and would actually have to raise the rates to pay for the staff times and the computer program assessments, and so it's tough. At this time, is the CSWSA to oppose this bill unless it is amended. And if you read the letter, there are suggestions as far as funding, supporting smaller water districts to pass. So on this bill, we're going to oppose unless it is amended. So again, sounds great, but we have to raise the water rates to pay for additional staff time and computer programming, reprogramming. That's the opposition to present. Questions about that? And the last is Assembly Bill 1434. This bill lowers the standards for residential indoor water use standards before the original standard that has been fully implemented. Basically, what it means is they want to lower the daily use. Because right now, the daily use per person is limited to 50 gallons per day, and they want to lower that. And here in Cabazon, I'm really familiar with the reason for high water use other than being irresponsible. Cabazon has area where it's considered severely disadvantaged community with seniors who are physically unable to repair their leaking plumbing fixtures, and definitely they're unable to afford hiring a plumber. Common causes for high water usage in this community are leaking water pipes, failing floats in the tanks of mold, and swamp coolers. So, in your package, there's a letter dated March 30th, 2021, opposing this bill. Any questions about that?
No.
Okay. And this is not included because it's all, I'm just letting you guys know that starting next week, we're going to be recruiting for entry-level field crew worker one, and I will be opening that next week. And also, our friend, Mr. Oshideri, he filed a small claims lawsuit against the district for loss of income, damage to his property, and it was dismissed without prejudice. So now he's really upset, and he asked to come address the board at the next board meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can expect him to show up.
All right.
And that's my report for this one.
Okay. Next item is review resumes, discuss interviews, and select a community member for the board of directors vacant seats. And my understanding is we have not received any resumes or requests to meet the board.
No, we have not.
So we need to put it out again. And is it posted at the post office and the different bulletin boards? Or
is it at the post office? Because I went to look, and you can hardly read through that thing anyway.
Yeah, it's there.
Well, I mean, I saw the agenda.
It is difficult to read.
I saw the agenda there, but I didn't see the open.
But we sent it out to Bill. It's on the website.
I talked to several people, and none of them even realized it was on the bill.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it in the record? Who's responsible for the plexiglass in that case up there? Is that just a community
Many years ago, before we were probably even around, somebody took the initiative and put up the, that's how old that is.
So it's whoever decides to put new plastic in it is the On the next, I would like to put a motion to the, or when the time comes, I want to put an agenda item for the board to approve our guys just going and putting a new piece of, not acrylic, but Lexan, which is more resistant to sunlight, which will save you, but it will, and it's stronger, it won't break. Just so that what the people can see when they walk up, they can see it and read it. Okay, is that, I'm going to put that as an...
Let me do that in the meeting first.
Yes. Okay. Next item, fiscal budget. Board to determine whether a special meeting is to be convened and assigned to the special audit committee.
Correct.
To resume that, I just think we... Martin, you're on the committee and you are, correct?
And finance and audit?
Yes, our CPA, Cindy, the only day she's available would be April 27th.
I personally don't think we need to have the, do we want to have the whole board there, all four of us, to review this with her, or do we want to leave it up to the Finance and Audit Committee? That's the question. The 27th is next Tuesday. Are we? Okay.
What's his name?
Martin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So I don't think we need to make a board vote. It's a, this is a something I can as the chair assign it to that committee. So we'll just do it that way. All right.
And what time is it going to be in?
6.
Good.
Okay. Next item is General Manager Performance Evaluation Personnel Committee to establish a date and time to meet with the GM. This is old business. We got to do that. Is that time of the year again?
Yep. So my schedule, I'm available Monday, May 10th, Wednesday, May 12th. And Thursday, May 13th, which is the week before the board meeting, so it's fresh in our everybody's mind. Or at least with the
you said the 10th, the 12th, and the 13th.
Right.
I can't do the 10th.
The 12th or the 13th. The 12th would be good for me. The 13th, I'm going to be preparing for a micro vacation, so.
And it's just you two, right?
Yeah, we review it, look at it, and then bring it to you guys at the next meeting.
Thank you.
So, do you want to do it at 6 or earlier?
What time can you do?
The earliest would be 5.
6 is fine.
Okay, 6 o'clock on the 12th. Are we going to have a mouthpiece there? A lawyer? Or, you know, the...
No, it's just... Okay. And then the new guy, his name is Joel Sanchez, mm-hmm. and he'll go into closed session when the board convenes.
Okay. All right. Cool. Next item, public comments. You can turn your mics on. Now the public comment. Go ahead. Remember that we cannot make any decisions. All we can do is hear what you have to say about an issue and taking it under advisement.
Okay. I understand. I see. Thank you. My name is Charles Ripps, and I represent Ripco LLC, a California limited liability company that has two developed wells on an 11-acre parcel on towards the east end of Date Avenue. And
I'm aware of those.
Okay, and the those wells actually were tested with 24-hour step tests and other tests as far as volume a little over a year ago by your friends at Legend Pump and Chris Collier, and the 12-inch well there produced 1,300 gallons a minute and of water. We had a Title 22 water quality test, which, of course, is, to anyone knows, is the gold standard, and it's pristine, absolutely pristine, no problems whatever. The other well is one is a 12-inch, one is a 8.5-inch. Chris Collier made two comments after he finished. One was that the wells would be very economical to operate, number one, without going into details here in this short presentation. And number two, if you had, it was the amount of water is constrained by the size pump you can put in a 12-inch casing. He said, if we put in a little larger casing, we would easily get 2,000 gallons a minute out of that site. And that doesn't account for other well drilling opportunities on the parcel. Now, in the past, I had been in contact with Calvin Louis, and we had just done friendly discussions regarding the district's present usage or needs and with water, and also what they hope for to get in the future. And the impression I got from those discussions was, yes, the water district wants more water, needs more water, will need more water for expansion in the future, the Cabazon Improvement District being possibly reinstated or revived and so forth, but that it was not really going to happen at the time we spoke, because of funding issues. Money that had been hoped for from the state of California wound up at the Water Pass Agency and apparently stayed there. So this has led me to think that in light of essentially that leaves the funding is an issue, and we can't go much beyond talking about anything else until that problem is solved. However, with the new stimulus bill that's being proposed, there is an enormous amount of money. There is, of course, in the infrastructure in general, and I'm well aware that the bill has not been passed and may never be passed as it's proposed, but it has bipartisan support as far as infrastructure items, and the water infrastructure is specifically made a part of what has been proposed. So I can't think of any district anywhere that needs it or deserves it more than Cabazon. And that leads to the question of how, if you want to solve some of your water issues, can our water parcel fit into that picture? And that would require, of course, somebody in the district taking the initiative to make application to the government, if the federal government, if, as and when the bill is finally approved, and going ahead, and then us and you sitting down and negotiating a reasonable agreement to purchase the property and operate the wells with the government funding. Now, you know, that would be a preference. On the other hand, we are flexible. I like to do things out of the box, and we certainly would entertain a lease and or a lease option agreement to put you in possession of the property and the water that it offers, and solve the problem by then. At least an option would give you would give you the opportunity to acquire a fee title at some later date when it was convenient. The situation has to be convenient. And that essentially is my suggestion, that this be followed through, and that there be some intent or action taken to prepare an application for government funding for water infrastructure for yourselves as and when it becomes available. Along those lines, we are very willing. I have a lot of information about this site, about the water in the general area, and we certainly will make it available to you completely, fully. It's been tested a number of times, and so this is the message for today, and we will be happy to provide you with documentation of the recent tests, water flow, 24-hour step test, and we welcome conversations about the site with Keith Collier, and anything else you'd like to know.
Well, I think the best thing would be for you to send a proposal of what you're offering to the district in a general format so that it can be evaluated, because we can't really do much other than listen to what you have to present right at this point. But if we have some information to review, then we can proceed in that direction.
Well, if you would give me a list of the items that you want, I'll make sure that you get everything that you need. As far as, I think it might be a little bit too early to discuss a price or terms on a transaction until we know that you intend to go ahead, you're making application, and then we could do it in a number of ways. We might have to agree to have an appraisal of something. Something has to be done, but just flipping out numbers here and high and low, and I don't think is going to be the most fruitful for either side, and nobody wants to waste their time. But we're reasonable. I think you are too, especially since the funds would be coming from Uncle Sam. And you know, however you want to proceed, but information of any kind that you want is available. And in fact, I think, had delivered a package, a very large package of information to Calvin Louie. It might still be under his control or in the office somewhere that involved some of the exploration that we did back in 2004, 2005, when we first took title to the property. But some of the things might be new here, and to the extent that they are, or things that you don't have, we'll certainly make them available to you. And, we want you to be fully involved. There are some special things about this property as far as its location that make it a good water source, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Well, we can't discuss it or anything. What we can do is see.
I'll just make it a suggestion.
Hmm.
I could put this on your agenda.
We'll discuss it and think about putting it as an agenda item to discuss, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Yes, and you. How can I get my contact information to you? That's
mail it to Evelyn Aguilar, the board secretary.
Okay.
At the district, and she will get that information to us and to Calvin and everything.
Very good. Okay, and thanks so much for listening.
You're welcome. Thank you.
A pleasure. Okay. Bye now.
Is there anybody else with public comment? How about you? You're so quiet back there. No? Okay. All right. Next item is general manager board comments. Any comments? No?
Yeah, actually, I guess it's not a comment. It's more of a discussion, but never mind. It's going to be about how do we get this promoted more, that we have an open position. I really not like the county supervisors.
Well, they got to pick somebody from the community members.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's any way other than, like, spreading the word or trying to hog-tie somebody and forcing them into the position.
Should we post it on Facebook, and then you're only getting the people who are on Facebook?
Yeah, see, it's a catch-22, but if we put it on the 4-1...
Word of mouth, too.
What's that?
Word of mouth, too.
Yeah, but we're all locked down.
Yeah. I guess we could, one of us could post it on the 411 if Sierra will allow it.
I'm not going to post it in our group.
Okay.
With all the drama that's going on with the...
Okay, the selling. Yeah, there's drama. There's always drama. There's drama everywhere. Okay.
And there's personal attacks.
Okay. The other thing, okay, so... you know what? I don't know that we... do we need an agenda item to ask the general manager to just go replace the plastic up there so that our agenda items and stuff can be seen more readily available to the community? Would that come under a just making sure the community is getting their information?
We put a water district decal on it at the bottom or something?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Say that again?
The display case, the public bulletin board. Do we really, were to ask you, would we really need? Could you maybe take that as a maintenance item for the board so that our public presentation of the agenda is easier to see by the general public?
Well, you can give us a head nod, consensus, and give you a maximum amount that I can spend.
$150 for pieces of Lexan, or
people are going to have to be able to open it and close it freely.
Yeah,
well, they got the key.
No, it's locked. Oh, is it locked?
Who locked it? The post office?
I believe it's, last time I checked, it was the library that did that.
Okay.
They go back and forth with it. It was the community center for a while, and it went back to the library.
I don't know if you looked at the frame.
It's riveted or screwed?
Screwed in. So, yeah. And then the frame also splits in two. Except the way they cut it is like two-thirds of it is here, and then the part that opens up is maybe one-third.
I'll tell you what. I'll look at it and see what it's going to take, and then we'll go from there.
The library has the key, right?
Yeah,
we'll
need a key to look at it.
We have the key, and
well, I'll go measure it and see, because it's possible to just buy a full sheet of that material. We buy it at work all the time. I'll measure it and see, and then we'll go from there.
Do you think I should put the flyer that we sent with the bills, post that at the post office?
No, I think something in big font, open position up, something.
Okay.
Yeah, and you could also add, do they have a spot where we could put it at the
60 to 90 days after.
I'd rather have it saying
the day of our presentation.
Oh, sorry.
60 or 90 days after what?
You know what? It seems to
you guys aren't residents. You can't come up with an applicant. You know,
I've come up with a couple, but they're
The county board is supervisor. How are they going to come up with somebody if you guys can't come up with somebody?
It was going to be a tough one. Has anybody talked to Alan Davis?
I have to stay out of it because it would be very controversial. I go out and try to recruit my
I haven't called him. Do you want me to call him? Okay.
I say Janice. We'll do that at minutes. Our husband's there. See, I'm a phone number. She said he was here for all the meetings and she was here.
Oh, okay.
Are you still around?
The level is kind of hard for me to understand,
yeah.
But I think if the district board has not called for an election within 60 days of the date the district board is notified of deficiency, then the city council of the city in which the district is fully located, the board of supervisors, may appoint a person to fill the vacancy within 90 days of the date. 60 days would be...
Would that be a resident or a property owner?
Yeah,
that would be a resident, not a property owner.
Right. We may pass the 60-day threshold, too. When did Maxine resign? The last was the board meeting before, right?
No.
Not the last meeting.
It was
the last
board meeting.
The last board meeting.
The board of the county was notified, right? Right after the...
Yeah,
August.
So it'd be the Monday before the next, the May board meeting. That's the big days like that.
Did she send a letter in like I asked?
Yeah.
Okay. What was the day of that?
That was like a couple weeks after.
Okay, then that's the official. That's
whatever
the official.
That
is.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you have Alan's...
He's going to call him.
You want to call him and see if he's interested? You guys
no,
I
don't think we're supposed to.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. No, that's on the agenda.
Why are you looking at me like that? I didn't do anything.
You're looking at me kind of funny. You got that sinister look. All I see is your eyes. Wilson.
Thick.
Call you Wilson.
I have a lot of black right here. I've been able to eat in 2 days.
We're going to call you Wilson.
This is my dinner.
Oh, my God.
You know who Wilson is?
Yes.
Oh.
Is that a protein shake?
Mm-hmm. Okay, can we call the meeting and we can post a test?
All right. Need a motion to end the meeting.
You moved.
I second that. Motion to adjourn at...
Look at that.
46
minutes for that meeting.
It would have been 40.
Huh?
It would have been 40 when you're talking.
Yeah. That.
Okay. Motion to adjourn at 6:47 p.m. made by Director Sanderson, second by Director Morris. Director Sanderson?
Aye.
Director Morris?
Aye.
Director Wargill?
Aye.
And Director Lee?
Aye.
Motion to adjourn at 6:47 p.m. on Tuesday, April 28th.
Just unplug it, it'll shut off.
There you go.
When that's turned off,